Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find superior health with superior healthcare.
Will winter ever end?
It has at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141, where better homes and backyards begin. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Tina, harmonize. Go ahead.
No, I don't think she's not here yet.
That's right.
To the sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear that
bitter path?
And that happy
tune in your step.
Yeah, bring in the bass, Dan. Bring it.
Life can be so sweet.
On the sunny side of the street,
I see
you on the sunny.
Hey, Dan, why don't you add harmonica and sweeten this a little bit, and I'll add lip trumpet.
All right.
This rover.
Would you people get a life?
This is our life.
I'll be
Dan Strauss on harmonica, yours truly on the lip trumpet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
Keep drinking, everyone. We'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yes. Thanks for coming. We're taking a 15-minute break. And there's a slight possibility, very slight, early stages of interest on the part of a musician who emailed me, and I forwarded it to Dan. Was his name Alex?
Yes, it's Alex.
Sax player. Yeah. Heard me talking about how I love the saxophone, and when a band adds horns, it's another dimension. Mm-hmm. So he is interested in, I guess you'll contact him.
I did. I sent him an email already.
I'm telling you, man. The Johnny Boy Band gets a sax player, and you're on your way.
New Heights.
The Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah, New Heights. Good way to put it. Well, everybody, welcome. We're glad to have you here. You've come to the right place if you're looking for no politics being talked about. Nothing heavy.
What?
Nothing where you have to be any kind of intellectual to participate. This is just a show for the regular average people out there, which is most of you. We're not any better educated than all of you are. We don't know much more than you do. We're perfect for each other. Welcome to the show. Here we are. Hard to believe, but here we are, the 18th day of February, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I think one of the reasons I like to do that every day is just because I know a handful of people hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I know Peon hates it. My daughter really hated it, and now she actually likes it.
She likes it now?
She turned. Yeah.
Amanda, wow. No. Amanda, say it isn't so.
And in time, Peon, we will win you over. Yeah. You will like another sleepy, dusty Delta.
No, Peon doesn't turn, usually.
You're right. He's dug in.
Pretty black and white. On
he's dug
things.
In. Now, I'd like to get serious here about something, and that is our search for a receptionist. You've heard the ads that we run, making it sound like a great opportunity.
To be an ambassador.
Yes, I believe the word ambassador, an ambassador for the station.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, look.
I'll do that.
I'm going to just be, this is probably not even appropriate, but I am the head of the receptionist research committee, which is actually called just the search committee because we're searching for receptionists. So I will tell you, you don't have to be female, but it would help since I'm on the committee. That would give you somewhat of an advantage. And cleavage, right or wrong, cleavage kind of wins. It just does. You could be a mediocre receptionist, but have great cleavage. You are now the equivalent of a great receptionist with no cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just telling you, this is the way it is, the way of the world.
Now, what about skills? Like, if they have skills with Microsoft Word or Excel,
and cleavage, top of the stack,
okay.
Top of the resume stack, cleavage and skills, that wins every time. Age doesn't really matter. We're not like that. We don't age discriminate.
What if they don't have? What if they have some skills but not really good skills on those things, on computers and that, but they have great cleavage?
Very great potential that you'd get the job. See, there's a number, a magic number, and here's how we evaluate a receptionist applicants. There's a 1 through 10 cleavage scale. There's a 1 through 10 skills scale. So let's say your cleavage is an 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Your skills are 5 out of 10. Then there's the personality, 0 to 10. The perfect candidate would score 90. I'm sorry, 30. Mm-hmm. 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
10 on cleavage, 10 on skills, 10 on personality. And if you've got a 30 score, I can't even imagine there would be two applicants with it. You're it. You get 30, you're it. Few applicants would have 30. Now, there's the male-female scale, 1 to 10.
Right.
And the reason we have to, well, the reason we have to have that is because in this age, in this day of the Caitlyn Jenners, you have to realize that the applicant might not be male or female, maybe half and half.
Mm-hmm.
So
the male applicant is automatically going to get a 0 in the cleavage scale.
Not look at Chaz Bono.
Yeah,
Chaz has some cleavage,
and there are some guys.
She had hers removed.
Well, Chaz is a big boy. I'll bet you Chaz has some man cleavage.
There are some guys that have some moves.
Yeah, but they're still a 0, though.
Well, Peon, that's because you're prejudiced against male cleavage.
Because most men don't show the cleavage, so you wouldn't even ever see it.
Well,
so
there's a good point. So, yes, they'd all
the
get
men
a 0.
Are facing an uphill battle.
They are, because even if the man has cleavage, you're right. We're not going to allow you to dress in the reception area in some tank top thing with a scoop neck so people could see your man cleavage with hair on.
Not when you're our ambassador.
Yeah.
We can't have that be the face of
America. I was at the station the other day, and I met your ambassador. It's a guy with great big hairy cleavage. It's coming out of a tank top. And now we're not going to put up with that. So, Peon has a good point. You can't possibly have a perfect score if you're a guy, because you'd need a 10 on the cleavage scale to have a perfect score. So you are at a disadvantage there. Now, let's say you're really, really stupid. You are hot. You're 10 on the cleavage scale,
mm-hmm.
10 on the personality scale. But you're really stupid. We don't
like
care.
A 1 or a 2.
We don't care. There is no intelligence scale. We don't care about that.
No, but if you're
dumber
stupid,
than a box
you're probably computer skills will not be that high.
Good point. Then
but
you
still,
get a
even a 2 or 3
skills.
With two 10s, that's 23
you
out
get
of 30.
10 on cleavage and 10 on personality. You got a pretty
that's
good shot.
Yes, well. You are in the running, I would think.
And so we can teach you.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
there
we
are.
We can come in early.
Well, there are a lot of things we can teach you. For example, let's say you're interested in the job and you have cleavage, but you don't really know how to show it off. You're mm-hmm. you're not used to that dressing that way. We can help you with that.
Take messages or work on a computer or phone system or.
Now, we also need to tell you.
The dictation classes that we give.
Thank you, Peon, because I was just going to work on that, except it's mic technique classes.
Yes.
Because, see, as a receptionist here, and I'm not making this up, there are times when our production guy, his name is Steve, he does the voices on a lot, like, that's right, big sale, that's right. That's Steve. And every once in a while, he goes, oh, man, I need a female voice. He'll run out. This is like being discovered at the soda fountain and becoming a movie star. He'll run out and go, I need a female voice, Sheila. Let's say Sheila is the name of our new receptionist. Mm-hmm. Could you come in the production room? You need to be comfortable with that microphone stuck in front of your face. We will work with you on it's a simulation.
Yes.
Where when you have something stuck in front of your face, you're not uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
Because if you freeze up,
you can be shy and go, no, you know, they don't
get that thing away from my mouth.
Eat the mic. That's what the professional term for it is. Eating the mic. You have to, kind of. I mean, to be for your voice to be picked up well by the microphone.
There's a professional expression called popping peas. Mm-hmm. Like if that's popping peas. Yeah, you need to learn how to say precipitous without doing that. You need to say precipitous, where you don't hear the p-p-p. That is a special technique where you have to learn with something right in front of your mouth how to breathe, how to exhale. We'll teach you all that. So don't worry about that. If you're nervous about that, we cover that in evening session.
And you can grab the microphone and adjust it any way you want, too.
But you need to know how to handle the microphone.
Yes.
If you're too rough with it, you could break it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a gentle touch.
Mm-hmm.
Microphone is essentially ours that we use. Are tubular. They're not like that Johnny Carson desk mic.
No.
They're essentially like a tube. Like, remember that Tickle deodorant for women?
Mm-hmm.
Had a dome top to it? Kind of that shape.
And not some skinny Rayburn mic either. Gene Rayburn.
No. These have some girth to them.
Yes.
And if you don't wrap your hand around that mic the right way, our engineer Mike Breitenstein is going to be all over you. Who grabbed this mic the wrong way? Now it's broken.
Yeah.
So there's a touch, a technique. We'll work with you on that, too.
And you have to be slow when you move it around, too.
Yes, and gentle and slow.
Gentle and slow, yeah.
Yes. And then as you get more used to it and know how to handle it, you can go faster. Sometimes it just depends on how you're moving it and which direction you're moving.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are all things I think you need to know if you want to be, and what a coveted job this is. I'll bet women are fighting each other, scratching each other's eyes out to be the receptionist here. So good luck to all the candidates. And, you know, we'll be fair in our judgment. Does anybody have anything to say?
Holy cow. I don't know. I'm sweating. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Well, because we're talking about adjusting microphones.
Yeah, microphones and
stuff. Do you have anything or not?
Yeah, I do.
Well, here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I saw the new Monopoly is going to be coming out. Did you see that?
I'm not familiar with this.
Monopoly is now going to do away with their money. They're going to have all of the money gone, and they're going to have little, like, credit cards or debit cards in there, and there's going to be a machine. You'll be able to swipe them.
I thought that was out for a while.
It is?
That sounds horrible.
I don't know. I think it's just, it's coming out.
That sounds horrible.
Maybe they've been talking about it for a while, but it's out now. The new version of it is going to be no money. You swipe it if you want to buy land, and then you swipe it if you want to buy...
I hope we don't ever lose cash and money. And we won't as long as I'm alive. It'll take longer than that.
Yeah.
I like money.
Yeah,
I like cash. I like to hold bills, you know?
I do, too. But that's it. And that Monopoly money was always kind of fun. We used to play with it when we were kids. We'd get into the game and...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I can still see it. It was like orange money and yellow. And was there a white bill, an orange bill? A yellow one. There was a 500, a 100, and a 10, wasn't there?
50, 20, 10, 5, 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Why am I thinking there was a $500 bill?
There was. There 500, was. 100, 20, 50, 20, 5, 10, 5, and 1.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that? You played it recently?
Not recently, no, but I always enjoyed playing Monopoly, but it was a game
Monopoly
where you never...
For about you never win. Yeah, I enjoyed it for about an hour.
Never was an ending.
And after the third day that you've played it all day with your little friends when school was out, you realize this is never going
to
end.
Oh, it just gets to a point where somebody has most of the... starts putting the big hotels up on the big properties, and you're like, all right, I quit.
Yeah, I know. Forget it.
Somebody knocks the board up in the air and just stomps away.
And what was your favorite little thing to move around the board? Were you
the race car?
Oh yeah, they had the race car, the thimble,
the hat,
top hat, the shoe,
the dog, the shoe, the cannon.
Oh, the cannon! Wow, you remember them all.
I think there were like a total of like 20 of those things over the years.
I don't know.
I think I always picked the dog or the hat. I don't know why.
And then I have another thing. Someone that I know just lost their job, and other people at this place quit. And I don't want to mention the person. I don't want to mention. But this is the contract that the management decided to give to these people.
Now, hold it. The person you know, and then everybody else quit. Well, there's no company anymore if everyone
quit. I guess there's a few people left, and I don't know who would have signed this, but...
Can you say what kind of business it is?
It's a...
Is it a radio station?
No. It's a counseling type of business for drugs, alcohol, things of that nature.
Okay.
The contract that they put in front, these are three of the things... that were on there, three of many that were on there.
Great.
One is a 2-year non-compete clause.
Great.
2 years.
First of all, that's ridiculous.
I know.
And never hold up in court.
No, no. And the second was they have complete access to your personal computer anytime they want.
No, this is not even legal.
To check email and all this other stuff. The third is to have complete access anytime they want to your phone to monitor any conversations, to monitor.
Has anybody, have any of these employees taken this to an attorney and shown it to them?
Yes.
Well,
and
good.
And the one attorney said, don't sign this at all. Do not do anything with this. And the other thing was, like, at the end, if they breach the contract in any way, it's at least $100,000 and then court costs and all this other stuff. So I don't know.
I'd sign it just because I knew they couldn't enforce it.
Yeah, I don't know how in the heck. How would you enforce something like that?
You can't, because I don't think it's legal. You know what? Scott will be in here next hour.
Yeah.
He'll know if it's legal.
Yeah. But that's pretty much all I had. Oh, I did put, you mentioned Jenner a little while ago. I put something on our Facebook page not too terribly long ago, and it said the difference between 1977 and 2015, and they had Bruce Jenner, you know, when he was running in the Olympics, and right. Then Caitlyn Jenner on the other box of Wheaties. It was a box of Wheaties.
So, that's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. Mm. So that's it. That's
and
all
now here's
had.
Eon the peon. Nothing?
No. Peon, this is... You don't know, do you?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Oh, my goodness. Frank, wait till you hear this.
All right, let's go.
This is...
yesterday was, of course, Wednesday.
That's right.
I do something every Wednesday night.
I believe you bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Bowl in a league.
Is this about to be a 300 game story?
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay, I'm ready.
Last week, the week prior to last night, there was a snowstorm here in town, and so it took me a lot longer to get to bowling than it normally did. And bowling was delayed a little bit. Horrible week last week. So last night, traffic was great. Get there plenty of time early to warm up. First game, proceed to get 11 strikes in a row.
This is the first game last night.
First game last night. And then a 9 count on the very last 12th ball.
9.
Would be a 299.
I know.
And you know,
on one hand, yes, you should be
excited, but on the other hand, you're going, oh!
Right.
Because it's also really frustrating.
And yes. It was
one point from a 300 game.
One pin standing, but it was the 2 pin. It wasn't like a solid 10.
Right. It wasn't
or a 7 or anything.
The rest of all 11 strikes before that were pretty much perfect. They were, because every once in a while you'll have a sloppy one where maybe it'll go on the other side. It's called a Brooklyn. Or just
well, were you a nervous wreck when you had that last ball in your
hand? I was trying not to be.
But you had to be.
But of course I was. Yes.
And was everybody around aware of what was going on?
Yes, I didn't notice it at the time because I'm just trying to. Because when I got 9 and you get to the 10th frame, I've done that once before, and I got a spare on the first, so that was a 279, and then earlier this season. I got a spare in the first frame and then proceeded to get 11 in a row to end it, which is a 279. So I've never gotten to that last ball before.
So to get the 300, you need...
You need to start with a strike.
But how many strikes total?
11 and then a 12th one.
12, yeah.
So it's 12 total strikes.
12 total. Yeah. There's 9 frame. Yeah, 9 in each of the first 9... 1 in each of the first 9 frames and then 3 in the 10th frame.
So you had... 11,
so I had 11,
and then a 9.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so going into the 10th frame, stepping up, I'm like, I you know, just my life, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop because nothing, you know, it's just most of the time things do not go the right way. So I get those first two, and I still at that point was not confident at all that it was going. But at least I gave the ball a chance on the last one. It wasn't a great – I threw it – a little too far out wide, so it didn't hit the pocket with as much force as it should have.
So have you ever, you've never bowled a 300?
No. No, no, that was last night was the closest.
But you can't get closer than one pin away.
No, but then the next game, tell them what you did.
The next game, I didn't bowl that great. It was 194. But then the third game, I got 8 in a row to start, and but missed it on the 9th frame and ended up with a 267 the last game. So
what's your average?
Probably now it's a 212 maybe, which is about 10 pins higher than I've ever. I've been on a pretty good run here the last, better than any league I've ever bowled in.
What's the average of most people who just bowl casually from time to time? And not
in a league
often?
Just a
regular person. Would it be like 110?
Oh, just somebody that just bowls every once in a while?
I would say a normal adult that bowls, you know,
four times a year would
probably be a 140, 150 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Man, I have not bowled in so long. So long.
Yes. So,
try that again.
It was fun. But then, of course, now because I was telling Scott Sherman this before the show, and he said, do you wish now on that last ball you would have tried collecting yourself for a couple more seconds? And then I said, on one hand, yes, but then on the other hand, I was just trying to repeat the same thing I had been doing the whole time and not try to let nerves set in, you know, just try to get up there and do what you did before. So it's a hard thing to juggle there, whether you should have taken more time to just collect yourself.
No, you can't
more.
Do this. You can't go back and, well, I should have. We should have, would have, could have.
Exactly.
You know what? You got a 299. How many people have even done that? Not many. Not many.
I would say, on average, in our league every year, there's probably 6 or 7 300 games. So.
Wow.
So, but it, yes, time so that was, but then, of your course, time. I'm thinking, I'm almost 40 years old.
I was going to say, just by the time you get ready to pull this off, your back would go out.
Well, I'm almost 40, and it took me almost 40 years to get to 299. I may not live long enough to get another shot out of the game.
No, say you will. Within the next year.
And then we were discussing, too, I was talking with Colin before the show, because Colin played golf in college, so he was wondering, if a hole in one in the 300 game, which is harder to do?
I don't think they're equivalent at all. No.
And I tried researching online but with a hole in one, all you need is one shot, and you could hit a bad shot.
And by the way, you can have a hole in one. Look, I've had a hole in one. Okay, I am a horrible golfer. No horrible bowler is going to bowl 300.
That's what one of the things online that said when I tried to research there's not really a way to
you can't compare.
And I witnessed that hole in one. That was one of the greatest moments because
and I've been bowling for 60 days. I've been bowling golfing for 2 months. I didn't even know what I was doing.
And he had
a range ball.
It was a range ball, and he had a three wood off the tee, and the hole was about 90.
Three, like 90-something.
90-something yards.
Yards, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to launch this. And he hits it, and it was just a nice, easy swing, and all of a sudden the ball goes boom, 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 and disappeared.
And I thought he just lost sight of it.
Yeah.
And then Dan goes over, and another guy used to work with us. They both run over and look in. And I remember the other guy yells up and goes, you son of a bee. You know, he says, I've been playing golf for years. I've never done this. Look at you. You don't know what you're doing. He got mad.
I know. He was mad.
It wasn't crazy. It really wasn't. I shouldn't have had that. But no comparison. 300 game requires consistent,
yes,
consistent skill.
You need all 12. You can't mess up anywhere along the line.
You'll never bowl a 300 game with luck. You will get a hole in one with luck.
Colin was really, really mean because before Peon came in here today, he had on the computer screen, staring at Peon when he walked in, 299.
That he made the background of my computer just a big red 299 on the screen.
Well, he may be trying to taunt you, but you know what? He's never done it.
And the secretary of our league had took video of it, so now I have video online. To see too of me missing my last ball.
Is it on our Facebook page?
It is not. I think I can put it on.
Put it up there. Put it up there. People would love to see you miss that.
Oh,
last.
Oh man, the two pin.
All right, John Londoff is going to join us in a moment. Before that, we have traffic. Can I do the traffic introduction?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's see how traffic's looking on this Thursday afternoon. Tim Weiland's going to let you know. What do you have, Tim?
Hey, real quick, I just want to tell you, it's really interesting. You know, we've got a corporate flight attendant that was kind of resting in my office here, and she's from New Jersey. Never heard the station before.
Now, she's not the KTRS private jet attendant, flight attendant.
No, no. No, but she was sure taken, by the way. She's like, do they conduct business like this all the time? You know,
is business?
They look for 1 to 10 in cleavage, and they were giving private lessons on now how to pop your peas with the
Eagles. Yes, that's all very professional
here. Tell her yes, that's how we do it. Why, is she interested?
I don't know. She went up to the front, but I was going to ask her, you know, hey, they want to know.
Okay.
But I just thought you'd find that interesting. And first time listener listens to it and just like, wow, that's kind of different.
She's hooked.
All right, we do have an accident. It's on Westbound Highway 40 before Clayton Skinker. It looks like you've got two lanes that are blocked, and right now traffic is backed up to Kings Highway. Other than that, it's just volume building on Westbound 40, that stretch between Ballas out through Mason, and then eastbound 270 a little bit heavy at Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ace Hardware. Ace is the place for exactly what you need, starting with help. Only your neighborhood Ace has the local expertise combined with the best brands you need to help you maintain your home. Ace, the helpful place. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. John, I don't know if you were listening or not, but last night, Peon bowled a 299.
Yes. Wow, that's awesome.
And I don't know anything about bowling, but I do know that a 300 is a perfect game, and I know how difficult it is to do that.
It's really hard to do.
When's the last time you bowled?
Years ago. But we've talked about in the past. We've done a few, you know, Lawn Duff Chevrolet team events, you know, with employees and their husbands, wives, significant others, whatever. And it's a ball on a Saturday night.
It is a blast. When you have a group like that, it is an absolute blast.
Did you go to Crest Bowl there in Florissant?
Doggone right, some of the best cheeseburgers in the area, man.
And what's so great about it is if you take a group like people from work, or you just get a couple of couples or four or five, and the whole family can go. I mean, there's nobody who can't at least try it. And nobody feels bad the way you do if you try to hit a golf ball and can't even make contact with it. It's embarrassing, frustrating. Bowling, for some reason, is not. Somebody throws one in the gutter and everybody just, hey, it's funny. I mean, everybody has a good time with it.
Did you know that my grandpa owned a bowling alley, Londoff Lanes?
Get out of here.
Really?
Where was it?
On Natural Bridge and Palm Avenue. Now it's Natural Bridge and Martin Luther King Boulevard. And it was, you know, so you would walk down, I think my dad had 24 steps, so it was underground. And the car dealership was on the top floor, it was on street level.
Oh.
So you had an automobile dealership, it wasn't the Chevy store then, it was a Chrysler Plymouth store. And then the bowling alley was down below with a huge restaurant and bar. And so literally, I mean, as a kid, I kind of grew up on a bowling lane, but I still kind of stuck. I was okay, but I never really kept up with it. But here's really the wild thing. In college, I took bowling for a PE requirement.
Really?
I did it in high school.
I couldn't believe it, and it was a blast.
Yeah, they let us do it in high school. You got a PE credit if you went to bowl, I think, like 2 days a week or whatever it was. So is your grandpa that had it?
Yeah, my grandpa.
Were there electronic pin setters or guys that had to set the pins back up?
My dad would tell the story about, you know, the pin setters. And, you know, that's my dad. It was one of the taverns and businesses that my grandpa owned. He had several, you know, really unbelievably very successful. And there were times my dad would talk about the pin setters and what is unbelievably difficult. And, I mean, guys, you know, obviously breaking fingers all the time. He goes, a few times, you know, guys wouldn't show up. He goes, so I'm back there doing it. He goes, you know, if you had, you know, 10 people, because I think they had 24 lanes or 20, and I can close my eyes and see the place right now. It was unbelievable. And he'd have to do it himself.
But I have to ask Peon this. If you're setting the pins back up by hand, first of all, you got to be pretty fast.
There was an instrument that you would load, and then you'd lower it down to the floor and then release the pins.
Okay, so you didn't set each pin in its spot.
No, there was a pin holder, and then you know, you'd set it down to the floor and put a retractable pull on it, and then it would go back up, and the pins would stay. You know, on the floor, but
Did they have to? Did they have to pick the ball up and roll it back, or did that was that automatic?
You know,
they had to roll the ball back.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they did.
Boy, talking about losing fingers. How many times have you done that? You're standing at that where those balls come back up, and you've got your hand in there, and you don't know there's another ball coming. Also, that'll smash them.
Oh, that hurts.
Aren't there bowling balls, Peon, that aren't the traditional three holds? Why am I thinking?
Well, now there are some pros that do a two-handed throwing technique, and
they don't use holes.
I don't even know if maybe there's two holes, or I'm not sure. But there.
My ball
there's some unorthodox.
My ball has a pinky hole. I have.
Yeah, the three fourth holes. Hole.
Yeah, I have a pinky hole.
Did you ever get a ball that's just like off the rack and you didn't realize it was too small and you go to let go of it and it tries to pull your fingers out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And goes and flies in the air and then goes boom.
Yeah. Or you try to grip one that the holes are too big and your fingers are trying to squeeze it on your hand. But, yeah. Bowling with house balls.
That hurts.
It's not.
It's one of those things you forget about until somebody mentions it. And then it's sort of like roller skating. You forget about roller skating until somebody throws a roller skating party for your kids, and you go and you watch these kids just having a blast roller skating, because it's a lot easier to have a roller skating rink than an ice rink. That's a lot more expensive. There are fewer of them. But, man, private birthday parties at roller rinks, that used to be a blast.
Yeah.
You were good roller, but
I wanted to be. I wanted to roller skate well so badly.
Oh, wait. Hey, John and I are the same age. John, did you ever go to Aloha Roller Rink there on Lindbergh?
Yeah, we would play roller hockey.
Yeah, we'd play roller hockey and the couple skate. And then I
never did any couple skates. I played roller hockey there.
Oh, well, we would just go for the public session, and then all the guys, it's like, all right, all the guys get out there. And then all the guys would skate around as fast as they could to show off for the girls.
Yeah, and the great thing about being a guy who would skate, if you took the girl on a date to a roller rink and she couldn't skate, you were always getting to catch her and grab onto her. Hey, it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, and cop a feel.
Yeah, take a girl skating. I'll catch you by your breath.
I was at Handel's restaurant today with a good buddy of mine, Chuck Jackson with Fox Sports Midwest, and Christina Bennett, who's listening right now, who listens like every day. She still thinks this is, and she's the co-owner with her husband, Nathaniel, who's the great chef. And you've been there, Frank, and so have you, Dan. So, Ian, obviously, we need to get you to Handel's. This is unbelievable.
Oh, Sandy, my girlfriend, loves Handel's. I took her there a couple times.
You know, she laughs. She goes, you know, she thinks that our segment is hilarious. And a lot of the other segments, she goes, you know, just he almost crosses the line, but he just doesn't.
I didn't really know
what she meant by that, but she laughed, and she said it's just very funny, and she really enjoys the program. And it just still, I don't know why I'm still amazed. I guess I should get over it, but I don't know what the number is, but I know it's huge. I know it's a big number of people that listen, and every day. And there are people that listen to the station the entire day, but there is a huge number. The AM and the PM crowd.
It's the biggest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they just come up to me and go, AM and the PM.
It's like 80 million.
It is. It's like 80 million.
I hug them, you know, but I take from when I hear you and you just, hey, thanks for listening.
I'm reading right now from what I see in front of me, latest numbers, large morning show in the afternoon, KTR Speak 5:53 to 6 o'clock, 36 million people.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Largest audience.
And you got the TV audience that's watching
online.
No, that's not us.
That's somebody else. That's a lesser crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not that thing?
No, we're on.
No,
two,
that's a smaller crowd.
We're on 2.2, right after Barney Miller.
You should get a cameras in there. That'd be great. How about a band? McGraw likes to have the house band play. There was actually a guy today was really very good.
We have a band. We have Bruce Limperst in the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry,
Bruce. We don't need another band. That's right. He didn't.
All right, all right. I know.
Yeah, we don't need a band. What'd you like to sell today?
Everything.
I knew it.
We really, really need, and I know, Frank, you bought two from me, but we just had our seventh Corvette come off the transport here in the last couple of 2 to 3 weeks. I think we have four Stingrays and three Z06s. Don't know where these Corvette Z06s were back in May, June, July, and August of 15, but I've got them now, and then I get, you know what's going to happen? Come this June, July, and August, I won't have any.
And then somebody will come in.
Anyone out there is looking for a great deal, first of all, looking for a great deal on anything, new car, new truck, pre-owned car and truck, man, give us a call at 314-837-1800. Corvettes, great deals on Corvettes, great deals on Silverado pickup trucks. $3,000 over Kelly Blue Book for your trade. That's a real number. We need trades. We need all types of trades because we're keeping a lot of vehicles that normally a few years ago we would not keep. But cars are built so well today that even a car with 80, 90, 100 plus thousand miles, we're going to put it through our awesome service department and then put it on our lot for retail. So great time to buy 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, John, they're on the way.
Thanks, Frank. You sound excited.
Thank you. I am excited. I got an idea. Say Lawnduff 24/7 at lawnduff.com. Just say that.
24/7 at lawnduff.com.
Great.
Hey, real quick, John.
24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
No, John doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't. No. Hey, real quick, John.
I know the shtick. Yeah, great.
No, my daughter was talking to me today, and she said over the summer now she wants to maybe get a job. She's down at SEMO, and she wants to get a job. And then she says, I want to get another car because she wants to take a car down to school. She can do that next year. And she says, can you talk to Johnny? And I said, we'll talk to Johnny.
You need to tell Alyssa. Needs to talk to Johnny.
Oh, no. Alyssa, I'm going to send Alyssa in, and she's going to give you those puppy dog eyes that she gives me. And
that's what you have to do.
You're going
to
throw keys at her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly the way you have to work it.
Hey, here. Great.
All right, John. We'll send you some business.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Scott Sherman is in after the 4 o'clock news. If you have a lead, folks, this is so much fun to listen to. People enjoy eavesdropping. They do. They like to listen in and hear other people's stuff that they're going through. And you learn stuff. You learn legal stuff. So if you have an issue, something driving you insane, you don't really have the money to go pay some lawyer $500 just to answer a question, call Scott. It's free, for goodness sakes, and he's very accessible, as you will see when you call. So he's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to go check some traffic again. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they're working with this crash on westbound Highway 40, and it's before Clayton Skinker. And it looks like now that three left lanes are getting through. They've kind of moved it off to the right. Now, you are running slow on westbound 70, that stretch between Union and Jennings Station Road. Another slow pocket that goes between Highway 94 out past the Zumbel. And then on eastbound 40, things are heavy now, 141 up through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Ace Hardware. Ace is the place for exactly what you need, starting with help. Only your neighborhood Ace has the local expertise combined with the best brands you need to help maintain your home. Ace, the helpful place. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
If you want to lose weight starting right now, boy, have I got a special free deal for you. I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody. You've probably seen our DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. And we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. Now you can stream our library of fitness programs right on your computer, tablet, smartphone, even your web-enabled TV for free. And now I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. Go for it and lose as much weight as possible without paying a dime. All I ask is for your feedback so we can make it the best weight loss site ever created. Just text the word BOD to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, actually over 400 different workouts for free. Just text BOD to 313131 and get started for free right now. Text BOD to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-972-5568. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-972-5568. That's 1-800-972-5568. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-972-5568.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-641-9689. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-641-9689. 1-800-641-9689.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is seeking a receptionist to handle administrative duties at the front desk.
Hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays.
Duties include acting as an ambassador for the company while answering phones, greeting guests and visitors in a friendly and professional manner, and performing other clerical and administrative duties.
The ideal candidate will have excellent customer service skills, be personable in demeanor, have a professional appearance, and have proficient computer skills in Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Qualified candidates who possess a background in marketing will have the potential to advance in our media sales department.
Please email your resume to lryan@ktrs.com.
Equal opportunity employer.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
That receptionist thing we just ran, the commercial where we're looking for receptionists, it said professional appearance. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm guessing if your whole face is tattooed or half your face like Mike Tyson, you're probably not going to get it.
No.
Because you're the person people look at when they walk in. If you have a full face tattoo, call it discrimination if you will.
Not a good look for an ambassador.
Not a good look for any ambassador, and that is what you will be here. All right. You know, don't forget, Scott Sherman next hour. You know, at least I hope you know by now, where I back at First Community Credit Union, do all my banking there. In 2 days, day after tomorrow, Saturday morning, you'll turn this station on at 7 o'clock, and from 7 to 9 o'clock, you will hear what I think is maybe one of the best trading, yard sale, swap and shop, whatever you want to call it, type shows in the country. And stations have them all over the country, but ours is better. Our host is better, Paul Warner. Our sponsor is better, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union makes that show possible. And it has a cult-like following. So if you get a chance, Saturday morning, 7 to 9, you'll only be interrupted 4 times an hour, that's it, with a message from First Community Credit Union. Do all my banking there. Would love it if you would consider doing that too. Hundreds of you have, and thank you to those of you who have and have made it clear to First Community Credit Union that you're there because you are AM and the PM.